Gina, with option one, does private infrastructure go to 5%?
Yes, sorry, it does.
I apologize, Dave. Yes, that is a typo on our end. Yes. Yeah.
Okay, and why can you explain to me why you like the private infrastructure fund? You know, it has those big fees if the returns are good versus a public infrastructure fund.
Sure. So two quick points, Dave. So number one, the returns that we're showing down here below, I want to mention, and I apologize for the oversight. When we put these projections together, they are net of fees. Okay, so our assumptions include fees themselves. So when I mentioned that by saying adding the private infrastructure, the benefits of that will outweigh the additional costs according to our base case outlook. Now, to your second point about private versus public, there are a number of reasons where we like the private space for those investors such as yourselves that are large enough to access it. Number one, the fees are actually quite similar. So we looked at JP Morgan before, their base match fee was about 90 basis points or 0.9%. They did also have a small incentive fee, but on the public side, most public listed infrastructure managers have fees in the neighborhood of 0.95% to actually 1.1%. So when we compare the two, they're actually, from a fee perspective, quite similar. The second reason is that when you invest on the public side, obviously you will have the volatility of equities. So even though listed infrastructure is somewhat less volatile than the global equity market, it's not less volatile that much. So when you go the private route, the volatility comes way down because, similar to core real estate, these assets aren't being traded on a daily basis like equities. They're being valued on a quarterly basis by the manager and then independently confirmed. So when we think about the pension fund's perspective and the OPEB fund, having a similar return stream on the private side than maybe what on the public side would actually be more helpful from a pension perspective. It would lower the volatility of assets over time. And then, to echo Chiron's points earlier, if we can minimize the volatility of the assets, then it would minimize the volatility of contributions and it's more budgetary certainty. So that's a big reason, that second one, as far as the volatility concern, that we think investors on the pension side and the OPEB side that are large enough to do private, why it makes sense, because the fees are the same and it has much lower volatility than the public side.
I just want to clarify, on option one, it's not showing 5% private infrastructure, but I'm assuming that's just a misprint.
Yes, that's correct. I apologize. It should be showing 5%.
Okay. I'd like to hear from the other financial advisors about their opinion, if they think this is a good idea.
Yeah, Pat, hi, it's Kit. Could you just refresh my memory on what the liquidity situation is with this private infrastructure?
Yes, absolutely. So it has, the liquidity is, they accept quarterly subscriptions. So like the core real estate, if you need a commitment to clients, they call that money on a quarterly basis from investors as they need it to invest. From a redemption perspective, that is semi-annually. It's where you can request redemptions. However, for the first 4 years, they have what's called a soft lockup, which means that, say, you commit capital on January 1st, 2021, then you'd be under the constraints of this soft lockup for the next 4 years, which means that if you did request money back in the first 4 years, you'd have to take, or all investors would take, a 4% haircut on that money. The last thing that is important to consider is that you can also, like core real estate, turn the income off and on. So you can have it reinvested every quarter, or you could have it returned to the funds themselves. So if you find yourself in an environment where you're a little bit overweight infrastructure, you can turn that income reinvestment off and have those funds being wired back. So even though you're under this sort of soft lockup, the liquidity can be managed through the income option itself.
And is it your recommendation to have the income reinvested or to have it funnel to cash?
We would have it reinvested for right now, since the fund, as we talked about, doesn't have any cash needs. So, you know, over time, we expect infrastructure, real estate, and equity markets to continue to rise. So we would have that money reinvested. But like core real estate earlier this year, where the outlook became uncertain, we turned it off. And we started having that money, instead of being reinvested, coming back into the fund. So initially, we would recommend having it reinvested. But if the situation changes, then that's something we can turn off and on like a light switch, basically every quarter.
Mm-hmm. And just lastly for me, what percentage of your pension plans use a private infrastructure allocation?
So I think I have the, here we go. On the previous page, under the second bullet point proposal, right now we have almost half of our clients use private infrastructure. You can see the ranges there. And I can't remember if I've mentioned it in August, but private infrastructure right now is, from a recommendation perspective, it is almost where private real estate was, say, 5-6 years ago. So this is an asset class that we're continuing to have conversations with our clients. And in a year from now, I would suspect that 40% number would probably be closer to 60 or 70. So it's certainly gaining traction, and not just with our clients, but certainly across many institutional and pension and OPEB fund clients across the country as well. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And if I may add one thing, probably that number would have been a higher percentage, except I was probably, maybe being the old bull, I was a little more reluctant to suggest to my clients to go into infrastructure than others in our firm would have been. But I too have gotten on board with, I think it's actually a nice piece to have as part of the portfolio. One, recognizing this huge demand out there, and with the low fixed income returns that we should expect over the next probably 5 to 10 years, you know, where do you go get returns? Well, your choices are either equities, but equities are going to add more volatility, which we've talked about today, or to go into these other things, like you've gone into real estate a little bit. And then this, to me, is another diversifier to not ratchet, which would not ratchet up volatility much, but hopefully replace that return loss that's occurred on the fixed income side.
Can I be heard on the other end?
Pardon me?
So, Pat, can you hear me? This is Mitch Rogers.
Yes.
I tried to go through the computer, so I've dialed in to do this. So if I understand it, a tenth of 1% is about $120,000 a year to the pension plan. And potential additional growth?
120, yes. I mean, that would increase over time, obviously, as the assets grow. So $120,000 in theory in year one, but then over 10 years, probably be closer to, say, 2 million, you know, as the assets compound over time.
Sure. I tend to agree with Gina. I mean, you know, not only are we increasing the return to the fund, both funds, and fluctuation goes down some. I you know, recognizing there's no income in fixed income, I think it's definitely a route to go.
Right.
Anybody else have any comments or questions? I do have, I prepared a motion for option one, just so it would cover all bases, and then somebody will have to actually make that motion, but I can read it. Unless there's any other questions. All right, I'll read the motion, and then if somebody on the committee wants to make that recommendation, that would be great. So be it moved that the Sussex County Pension Committee recommend to the Sussex County Council to amend the investment policy statements of both pension and OPEB funds to decrease U.S. equities by 1%, non-U.S. equities by 1%, U.S. fixed income by 3%, and to add a new classification of private infrastructure at 5%. Anybody like to make that motion?
I will.
Thank you, Mr. Rogers. I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Ms. Ryan. I have a second. So I have a first and a second. I will go and take a vote. Mr. Baker?
Yes.
Ms. Ryan? Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Ms. Roth?
Yes.
Ms. Brewington?
Yes.
And I think Mr. Lawson had to step out to another meeting. Yeah, he's gone. And I vote yes. So motion's carried. So in December, I will take the recommendation to council for their adoption, and then I will start the paperwork if council decides to go this route. And we'll get on the list, because for, I guess it's 6 month waiting list to move the money. Okay, the next item is the 2021 meeting dates. Those were on the agenda. They are February 18th, 2021, May 20th, 2021, August 19th, 2021, and November 18th, 2021. So those are just following what we did for 2020. Is there any questions or concerns about those dates? Okay, hearing none. Those will be the dates, and we'll send out calendar invites for you. Okay, next item is additional business. I do have one item of additional business. I do want to mention Nancy Cordry, who can hear you, but you can't hear her. She's on here. She has decided to retire and use the benefit of this committee and get a pension. She'll be retiring in January after 45 years. So when we have our next meeting, I don't know at this time who that will be here taking our minutes, but if you get a time or a chance, if you could just email her, or just thank her, wish her happy retirement, I'm sure she would appreciate it. She's just can't speak right now. She is. So just want to let everybody know that she will be missed.
Congratulations.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Yeah. She did a great job with the minutes and everything else for the council over the years. When did she retire?
In January.
January.
Or 22nd. Yeah, that's her plan. So we'll send out something official so everybody knows. I know, Dave, you're going to want to probably see her and stuff. So where she goes.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay. All right. That brings us to the end of our over two hour meeting. So can I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
All right. I have a motion and a second.
Second is needed.
Okay. I have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. All right. We are adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving, take everybody.
Thank yes, you. Happy Thanksgiving.
You all.
Take care.
Be safe.
Yep.
Yeah.